This is Sabine from Fieber. Today is my ninth sequence of my finance ABC, and I would like to follow up with the Grundschuld topic. Today I would like to tell you a little bit about the interest in the Grundschuld. Very often customers are not told that there is a Grundschuld of 12 or 14% in the Grundschuld. So you are at the notary. The notary reads the Grundschuld to you. So this is a text from the security. And then he came to the point where they said plus 14 or 12%. And most customer says, what is this? The bank promised me 1 or 2% or below 1%, whatever. And this is a different interest. The interest in the Grundschuld is independent from the interest in the loan. So you can be sure you pay to the bank the loan, repay the loan with the interest you have signed in the credit agreement. However, why do you have 12 or 14% in the Grundschuld? This is actually a cushion for the bank for the case you will not pay back the credit in good order. This will not be taken directly, so you get a reminder from a bank, a second reminder, a third reminder, and if you do not start to talk with a bank about a solution, how you get out of this, meaning lower the rate or whatever, or selling the property, then someday the legal consequences are hard, and then it might even happen that your piece of land and your house will be taken away from you. And for this case, the bank has only the right from the original Grundschuld in the amount of the still outstanding debt. So let's take the example, 300,000 was the value of the Grundschuld and you still have 100,000 outstanding, then the bank has only the right of about the 100,000 plus the 12 or 14% over the tenor of this amount. So this is a cushion for the bank, because you could put a new Grundschuld behind the first one, or you can transfer it, the old one. You remember the part you have repaid becomes an Eigentümer Grundschuld, and this can be submission to a third bank. And if this is the case, the first bank has the right on the outstanding debt plus the 12 or 14% interest over the time. So for this is a reimbursement for the bank, because all these legal steps will cost a lot, and for this it should be a kind of cushion. But you needn't understand this 100%, because you will be a good guy and will repay your loan in time, and then you will never have anything to do with 12 or 14%. If you have any questions about this, just contact me. It's Sabine from Fieber. Bye.